Bear Podcast 308.
Oh my God. The host of the show don't even know what episode we're on.
Yeah, I know who we are. Make up. Yes, it's 308. I know that. Yeah. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and hi Ray, how are you?
Hi Maynard, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just actually finished recording with the guys from Wolf Teeth, Rex and Dustin.
They're
a couple from
it's got a long Charlotte. Drive ahead of them. Long.
Oh yeah, they're going all the way from North Carolina.
So you do that? Well, you do that. You might do that big driving thing in California.
Oh yeah, we did that. When was it? 2009. Yeah, last year we did that, and we did go through South Carolina. It was North Carolina. We went to Asheville.
You went North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah, that's right. We were there, and we went to Atlanta from there. Yeah, it's really a big trip.
Yep.
It took us 2 weeks. Well, not only that, we went north, and then we went to Tennessee. We went to Arkansas, Tennessee.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, all the way up there until we reached Maine, and then we went down. So yeah, it was a long drive back in August. Yeah, that was fun. July, August. Yeah, so yeah, the Woofties crew are going to be driving all the way to Texas starting tomorrow.
I'll be meeting them. TBRU.
Yeah. So, okay, guys, welcome to episode 308. And let's do our weekend updates. What happened to you guys? What happened to you, Ray, last weekend?
Absolutely nothing.
You didn't do anything? I thought you guys did anything?
Nope.
Movie? No movies?
No movies, no nothing. Well, you came over Saturday afternoon after your little...
Oh, that's right. You made me...
badminton game or whatever it was you had.
It's badminton. I don't play badminton.
And
play softball. You make it a little bit butcher. Yeah.
No, if you want to be butch, you have to play hardball. And yeah, watch that very fabulous little movie, Were the World Mine.
Oh, yeah. That's the gayest film I've ever seen. One of the gayest films. Oh, I know you how why you liked it, because of those chasers, the twinks dancing around and singing.
Yeah, half
it's
naked.
Very gay, half naked. Yeah, but you know that evening when was that? That was last Saturday. Yeah, last Saturday. Yeah. And after that we ended up watching all those YouTube videos, those literal versions.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So funny.
There's so many of them, Yeah, but some of them are funny. Some of them are just dragging. But I just think the Total Eclipse of the Heart, literal version, was the funniest.
Yeah,
that's the best one that was done. That's my opinion. But you know what? Last weekend, by the way, Asians and Friends, we had a party.
How did the party go?
Oh, it's the St. Patrick's Day Asians and Friends party. So they served...
just a little bit of luck of the yellow with you.
Irish beer. They served Irish corned beef, Irish egg rolls, and
they have any
Irish
Asians there.
No, there are no Irish by injection, perhaps. Yeah, we have they served. Yeah, we had noodles and egg rolls, and you know, I would think that if it's a St. Patrick's, people would serve. St. Patrick's Day food. So, well, they have green desserts and stuff. But everybody went more green, so that was fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Ate a lot of food.
I stayed at home and watched a movie called Low while you were at the party.
What did you watch?
It's called Low, L-O. It's on Netflix. I thought it was going to be this scary movie, and it wasn't. It was actually, but it won all these, film festival awards. And mm-hmm. And I was jealous after the movie was over because it's like, why didn't I think of doing this? It's very simply done, but it's a good storyline and everything, and interesting little movie. Check it out, Netflix. Low.
Okay. Oh. I haven't been watching that. I've been watching Spartacus on Netflix.
Oh my god, did you see what they did to that poor man Friday night?
Yeah.
Oh, tragedy.
He was the hung of all. I mean,
he had like horse cock and they cut it off. Spoiler alert.
Sorry guys.
Very bad spoiler. Because they all heard horse hung and their butt cheeks, their butt anus is just like tightened up. Then I said cut off and they were just like.
Mm-hmm. That is so sad.
Yes, and he was hot too.
He was pretty cute. He was pretty cute for, you know, a big muscle guy. And a
French man with a big dick.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. a couple of Frenchmen I've been with have all had big dicks too.
Really?
There was one it was bigger than my forearm. It wasn't long, but it was big.
What movie was that?
No, I'm talking about the one I hooked up with one night.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
He was in from Paris.
Oh, okay. So he tried to do you, but...
Oh, no, there was no trying. No. Not even thinking about doing that, no. Something that big,
If it doesn't fit my mouth, it's not going in my... Okay.
Exactly. So it's... Well, even if it fits my mouth, it ain't going in there, so...
Nasty, nasty.
There are plenty of queens out there that like stuff that big. I am not one of them.
Uh-huh. That's right. Anyway, okay, so what if we go on with the show? It's actually an interview with Dustin and Rex from Wooftees.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Where are you guys located right now?
We are located in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, race from southern South Carolina. Yep. So,
okay, where at?
Little town called Edgefield. That's right. It's close to Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college in Winston-Salem. So,
okay, I'm originally from Mount Airy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so not
my best friend from high school just moved to. He's living in Asheville now. So.
Oh, Asheville, I've been there.
So you got a little bit younger since when you go to Asheville, you turn your clock back 20 years.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's how it is? Oh. Yeah. Okay. So, before we go on, let's introduce our guests online right now. These are Rex and Dustin from Wooftees. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's awesome that you guys are able to join us. And we met in November during hibernation, but it was very brief. We just talked for a moment and got busy. I know you guys were busy, but oh my god, you guys are doing lots of photo shoots. You do a lot of photo shoots in front of the Wooftees sign.
We like to take pictures of cute boys in tight t-shirts.
Uh-huh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you guys fit a medium shirt? Do you have medium shirts available and small or large shirts?
From small up to 5X, so we can pretty much still fit the gambit.
Okay. How about some history of Wooftees? Okay, so how did it all get started? Was your idea, Rex, or yours, Dustin?
It was actually, I'm Dustin. That was actually my idea. I was working at a place that I had the resources to make my own t-shirts. Kind of had a couple ideas, wore them around, got a little bit of recognition of, hey, where'd you get that? Or that's a cool shirt. So the light bulb clicked in my head, and then I started making a few more, and it just kind of progressed, and it actually all progressed really fast because I think I got everything started and up and running in February of 07. And within a month, we were in Dallas for TBRU, excuse me, doing our first events, because we're a little bit different. We're a unique company where we actually make the shirts on the spot.
Yeah, I saw that. So that I think, yeah, Ray and I were there, I think, when you guys were making shirts. I think that's 2007, I think. You were there that time.
Oh, but that's too long ago.
It's too long ago, 3 years ago.
Well, we went to TBRU with the hopes of hopefully, you know, selling the idea, and it went extremely well, so well, in fact, that by the second day, I was turning away business because I had nothing left to sell, so That kind of it was such a learning experience. From the get go, I was swimming. I was in the deep end of the pool. I definitely wasn't ready for TVRU, but it was great. It was a great learning experience and learned a lot, and have just continued to grow from there.
That's awesome. So, okay, I noticed that you guys are big fans of Glee. Right? Yeah, Reyes.
Who isn't?
Because I noticed before you guys suddenly posted something on Facebook saying, oh, how about a new design? You guys made I Hate Sue Sylvester shirt. I found it funny. Yeah, so I wanted to get one of those. It's a niche market of people who know Glee, who watch Glee.
It is, and you know that's our we play off pop culture because it surrounds us. We get inspiration from, you know, sitting behind the computer screen to going down the road. I mean, there's ideas everywhere, and you know, if we can put our own twist on it, you know, that's what we do. We also come up with a lot of original stuff as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's Glee. When is Glee coming back anyway?
April 2nd, I think.
April 2nd. Oh,
the
wow.
Week after the what's that singing show that they do on Fox with the British guy who's so rude? I can never remember the name of it.
Oh, American Idol.
Oh, American Idol.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, American Idol's preempting my Glee fixation.
Oh, God. I haven't been watching American Idol, no. I haven't. But anyway, so you guys are going to be at TBRU this week.
We leave, actually, as we're recording this, we're mostly packed, and we leave in the morning.
Oh, wow.
We leave in about 9 hours, actually.
Are y'all driving out?
We take everything to make T-shirts with
us. Oh, well, that's true. I guess, you know.
So driving is the only option. And we fully expect to hate each other and try and kill each other at about the 16th hour of driving.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It gets a little tedious.
We have a no-talking rule after 10 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Complete silence. No radio, no iPod, no nothing, because nothing satisfies either one of you anymore.
Exactly. You just want to be out of the truck and done.
Yeah. Are y'all taking I-20 out?
I just push little buttons on this computer, and some woman named Felicia gives me directions.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yay.
So you named her Felicia? Oh, my gosh.
Name's Felicia. And she could say recalculating with a southern accent like you wouldn't believe.
That's nice. That's cute. So it's going to be a 16-hour drive. Oh, my God. That's driving from Atlanta. Wow.
It's actually about a 20-hour drive.
20-hour drive.
It's, okay.
It's 16 hours where we're just sick of driving and seeing each other.
Yeah. Right, Ray, you drove that long. Wait, you're from South Carolina, Ray, so you drove all the way from there.
It's almost the same distance from where they're at to where, I mean, because Charlotte's almost like directly straight line above where I grew up, so. That same distance.
Yeah. Are you guys natives of North Carolina, of Charlotte?
I'm a native of North Carolina. Like I said, I'm originally from Mount Airy, which is the town's claim to fame is that's where the Andy Griffith show is based off of. So I'm originally from Mayberry.
And strangely enough, that you mentioned Glee, I grew up in a town called Lima, Ohio, which is where Glee is fictionally set.
Oh.
So when they say that they're Lima losers, I would be a...
Now I get it. I didn't understand that.
Now the connection kind of
the makes connection.
Sense. Yeah, but since you got out of the town, would you still be considered a Lima loser?
Yeah, very much so.
Oh my God! Now I understand. Now that's why I keep hearing that. Okay, so anyway, back to TBR. You guys gonna drive in, and you guys gonna set up and stuff. And what are you guys planning for this week for the attendees of TBRU?
Well, we'll be doing the same sort of photos that we've been doing at a bunch of different events in the booth. We'll be set up, but we'll additionally be doing a photo shoot Friday night in the hospitality suite. Where we're doing also a jock auction, jock raffle is probably a more accurate description, but you'll be able to win the jock right off someone's cock.
All right.
Jock off the cock.
Are you guys going to be contestants too? You're going to be, I mean, jock presenters also? Are you guys going to be auctioned off too?
That could happen.
That could happen.
We'll see how it goes after a 12-hour day of me standing over a 400-degree heat press.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's getting warmer.
At that point.
You're right. It is getting warmer in Texas. Yeah, that's right. So you guys are doing the trailer. What's up with the you guys going to do the Bear Nation trailer?
Well, is that what it is? We just happen to be friends with the movie producer, or one of the movie producers, who put together Bear Nation, the movie, and worked with Malcolm Ingram. And, you know, through being friends and working together on different projects, we'll be introducing Malcolm. Malcolm will be at TBRU.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Oh, my God. I didn't know. I've been wanting to see him again.
As a matter of fact, it turns out that Bear Nation was one of the hardest tickets to get at South by Southwest, which was the premiere just this past Saturday night.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the first time the movie's been seen anywhere was this past Saturday night at South by Southwest. So they're all staying in the greater Texas area, and we'll be meeting up with them Wednesday afternoon to hang out a little bit, and then Saturday night at the TBRU dinner, we'll be making the introductions and showing the Bear Nation trailer, as well as introducing a guy you might have heard of, Doug Langway, and a movie called Bear City.
Oh, he's doing that too. Oh.
Yeah, we'll be playing both movie trailers.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is awesome. We got so many things to see. But they're all just trailers though, right?
Yeah, it's just the trailers. There'll be, we'll actually be announcing some tour information, they'll be announcing some tour information where they'll be showing the movie in different cities and at different Bear events across the country over the next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is so cool. Well, I'll get to meet, I'll be there Friday, so hopefully I get to meet Malcolm and Doug.
That'd there you be go, good. Man. Take the video camera. You can snag live video.
I'll take a video, yeah.
And they will be at the Friday Night Jock Auction as well.
Oh, maybe Malcolm will maybe he will, you know, auction off his jock.
We'll have
maybe we could convince him.
We'll have to wait and see who shows up when they can convince him to do it.
Yeah,
I'm guessing there will be shots of polar ice vodka based cocktails. Polar Ice Vodka is one of the big sponsors of TBRU this year, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah. Oh, that's great! We're all gonna get drunk. So it'd be great to have you know, Malcolm and Doug. Maybe they could auction off their underwears or their jocks. Yeah, it'd be nice. I'm sure that's going to be a big money maker right there.
We'll see what we can talk them into.
Yes. All right. So listeners, call it in. Everybody, email in to show@bearpodcast.com if you guys want Malcolm and Doug to auction off their undies. That'd be great. It's a big money maker. Think of the children.
Think of Youth First Texas, which is the charity that the money is going to.
Yeah, that's right. That's awesome. So, okay, that's Saturday. You guys are going to be busy. Oh, my God. I better get some shirts from you guys when I get there.
Hey, we tell everybody, order early, because when we finally fall down exhausted, we're going to stop making T-shirts.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fall down exhausted on Sunday at most Bear runs.
Yeah. Guess you guys need some downtime at some point. And, you know, enjoy the barbecue on Sunday. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Oh, believe me, the barbecue on Sunday is what I look forward to.
Really?
All the TBRU. As soon as I make it into the state of Texas, I can smell the barbecue cooking.
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be great. So what else is going to happen? So right now, you're going to do TBRU and drive back and then to North Carolina. And then what's your next event?
Well, then... How much of a list are you ready for? Because we've got stuff going on every weekend for the next.
Yeah, go ahead. This is all you. So, you know, it's just for our Bay Radio listeners to also listen to. So,
Grizzly
Fest, know what you guys are up to.
Grizzly Fest down in Dade City, Florida. Mega Bearapalooza with Freddie Freeman down at Roy's Hideaway in just outside of Savannah in a little town called, what's the name of the town?
Collins.
Collins, Georgia, bear hunt at Myrtle Beach.
Hmm, okay.
Bear camp, Columbus, Ohio. We put on our own event here in Charlotte. That's the last weekend in July, called Club Cub. The event we put on here, we'll be showing both Bear Nation the movie and Bear City the movie. We'll be having Bearpalooza in concert. We'll have DJ Michael Carrera and DJ Barney playing our dance parties and pool parties. Clubcub.info if you're hunting for more information. That's clubcub.info.
So it's more of a dance party, really, with Michael Carrera, and it's a whole night event, right?
This is 4 days. This is a full
4 days. It's really a run.
Oh, it's a bear run. It's 4 days. We're also going whitewater rafting on Friday.
Oh, that is fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah, we're going to get a bunch of fat guys in a whitewater raft and see how we can turn it over.
So this is what you guys are really spearheading, this the Club Cub. And it's something that the first time you guys are going to do it?
This will be the fourth year.
The fourth year you've been doing Club Cub. Okay. Wow.
It's better, you need to go to Charlotte for.
Yeah. I haven't been to North Carolina. I've been to South Carolina, I think. Yeah.
We've got a lot of interest going this year. Really excited about it. You know, it's we're doing this all for charity as well. Just really trying to get some activity in the Carolinas, and you know, give people an opportunity to come out and meet and greet and just enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this is the fourth year we've done it, and each year, you know, we're changing and transitioning and learning from years past. But it's definitely something to check out. Rex said the website, on Facebook. You've probably seen some of our posters, and yeah, I guess that goes back to our love of Glee.
I saw the poster with you guys with the letter L thing. Yeah, yeah, doing so, that's very Glee-like.
Yeah, at this point, there's Glee posters with guys from 4 continents and 40 states, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, we've gotten a lot of our friends to pose and make the L, and then we put a poster around them and have fun doing it.
Nice. Okay.
We do fun stuff with fun people.
Yeah.
You just have to. Yeah. All right. So, okay. About your shirts, what is do you do weird shirts? I mean, what's the weirdest you guys have ever done, or anything that was really, really funny that's very memorable for you guys? Let's say something very memorable that you guys done.
I'm trying to think of some of the ones that were a little more off color.
Wow, that's a very stumping question. I'm boggling my brain right now to try to think. I mean, a lot of our designs have, you know, not only come from my brain or Rex's brain, but you know, some of our best sellers have come from the ideas of our customers and you know, hey, what about this? Or have you thought about that? We've turned away some business just because, you know, we do have morals as to what we will print.
Yeah, there's some things we won't put on a T-shirt.
Like, for example, do you have any example that you won't?
Our only rule is, you know, if we don't care how vulgar it is, you know, as long as it's not derogatory and does not deal with religion, we will print it.
Oh, okay.
And we've stuck by that, and surprisingly, when we have denied, the people have been very respectful and said, cool, never hurts to ask, and it doesn't.
Yeah, because when you do that and you print something that is, yeah, you're right, it's derogatory, and it says, where did you get it, from Wolf Tees, yeah, then exactly. It would be not so good marketing, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we definitely had some off-color ones, and, you know, some on the vulgar side, but it's nothing too bad, and it's nothing you'd obviously wear out to Walmart or church.
Well, I don't know.
That's true.
Have you not seen those pictures?
Pictures from people of Walmart. Yeah, it's any shirt that would make people look at you, or you know, attract people.
Well, with a lot of guys, a good friend of ours will wear his Wolf T-shirt when he goes to Walmart. and he says it gets him noticed in from the appropriate people who already know what the design, the particular design he likes to wear means. It gets him noticed by people who are interested in that sort of thing. And I will leave the explanation that vague.
But you know, some of the comments I've heard before, because ourselves, when we're running Bear Watch, and we also concentrate on some t-shirts that we need to do, and we try to make it a point that it's not it's something that can be worn anywhere.
Right.
That, yeah, you should be able to wear it anywhere. It can be funny. It can be something that kind of memorable. But if it's something like a picture of something like a dick hanging out or something, or somebody's ass is showing, but you really can't wear that when you ride a bus or something, right, or go to church. You know, it's something that you just can't. But so, yeah,
this
I just
t-shirts for don't panic.
Don't panic. Yeah.
And that thought process is kind of the whole thing behind Wolf Tees was, you know, I wanted to wear something for myself that was subtle, yet expressed my sexuality. And, you know, I was 23 when I started it, so I was a pup and still learning, and still am today. But, you know, I wanted something that was a little more subtle, because I wasn't busting down the doors either, so I needed a shirt that represented that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, it's I'm looking forward to see you guys do your work on this coming weekend. And well, Ray's gonna be there. Boo. So
what?
You're gonna be there. You're not gonna be there.
I'm not gonna be there.
Yeah, that's why it's boo. Yeah, Ray's not gonna come. But
you better didn't get me a t-shirt printed up.
I'll get you a Wolf Tees t-shirt, Ray.
Give me a t-shirt that says, "There's a skinny boy inside of me screaming to get out." About three cookies shuts him up.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, email it to Rex and Dustin so we can probably have it designed there. Well, that's it for now. Thank you for
thank you very much.
Oh yeah, website.
We
yeah.
do. It's Wolftease, TEASE, WOOFTEASE .com.
Yes. TEASE.
Yes, Wolftease. Yeah, so yeah, we'll direct people to your website. And
and for Club Cub, it's clubcub.info, info.
Okay. All right. So thank you very much, Rex and Dustin, for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you guys in the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for giving us a chance to holler out.
No problem. And y'all have a nice, safe, fun, and joyful drive all the way out from the Carolinas.
Smiling until about Mississippi.
So here's what you missed last week. Quinn's pregnant.
You're off the Cheerios.
And everyone thinks that Finn's the father, though really it's Puck. But Quinn thinks he's a Lima loser and doesn't want anything to do with him.
Sup, MILF?
Also, Kurt told everybody he's gay, including his dad, who is actually kind of cool about it.
Thanks for telling me, Kurt.
And that's what you missed on...
That was a great interview with Dustin and Rex. It's good to have them in the show. It's always good to have people, new people in the show. And so check them out, wolftees.com. They're great guys. And I'll get to meet them this coming Friday when I go to TBRU. I wish you would go, Ray, one of these days again.
I have no money.
You have no money. What if you make a fundraiser? Ask the
we can't get people to call in and leave voice messages, much less do a fundraiser.
Yeah. Maybe AIDS walk. How about an AIDS walk next year? That should be fun. But of course, the money doesn't go to us,
exactly.
Right? But yeah, that's something that I was thinking about, because that's something that we missed last Sunday. It's AIDS walk here in Houston, and I was thinking I should have gone, but I don't know. It's just, I just couldn't that day. There's a lot of things going on. But it was a beautiful day.
Yes, it was. Right? And you know what I did all day?
What?
Oh, well, this is what I forgot to tell you when we were talking about what we did the weekend. I went over to Matt's house and did laundry Sunday, because he went out of town. He said, "Watch my cats for me." And I was like, "Okay." While I'm there, I'm going to use your washing machine. He's like, "Okay." So I abused his privileges and washed all my laundry at his house Sunday. But while I was there, I ran by Costco to pick up some stuff on the way over to his place. And guess what they had on the DVD section for $16?
What?
The Big Bang.
Oh, really? The Big Bang Theory?
Yes. So I bought the first season, and I sat there Sunday while I was doing laundry and watched the entire freaking first
season. Wow. How do you like it so
outside
far?
The, outside his apartment overlooks the pool and his complex. While there's this party of like young little college guys and girls, and they were out there getting half naked and throwing each other in the pool. And so I had a variety of entertainment going on all afternoon to entertain. So.
Oh, good Lord.
And thank you, Matt, for letting me do laundry at your house.
So you watched Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you like it?
It's actually pretty cool. The humor's a little bit more dry than what I like, but it's funny enough that I can get into it. So, I mean, there's enough Star Trek and Star Wars references and other stuff that I find funny that I can hang in there. So I'll probably go get the second season here pretty soon.
Yeah,
and watch it. So.
They just rent it. I'll probably just rent it. Yeah, it's fun. I like it. And I think they're in their third or fourth season right now. Yeah, so it's fun. I get to record them now. You should watch the... I think coming up soon will be Will Wheaton. Will be a
guest
again.
Yeah, I heard he's coming on the show, so...
Yeah, so looking forward to that. Anyway, so yeah, back to the guys from Wooftees. Actually, the video that... Bear Nation, I just found out from a friend Jeff from Austin that... Jeff Dean from Austin. He said that my partner is in the movie, so I have to. I find it interesting. I want to get the DVD now when it comes out because I want to see Mike. Mike is in the movie. We were in Chicago for Bear Pride, and Malcolm Ingram was filming there with his crew, and I think they got a glimpse of Mike. So yeah, my partner did a cameo on Bear Nation. So I'm looking forward to watch that.
He's the big bear guy.
Yeah, bald, full beard, chubby.
Yeah,
hairy.
He'll stick out in any bear crowd.
Yep, exactly. So I'm looking forward to that. Oh, I get to meet Malcolm again. It'd be nice. I think he's wearing long hair right now. Anyway, so what's in store for us? Oh, what's in store for us this week? Aren't we going to Lobster Fest tomorrow or something?
Yes, tomorrow night. Be there, 7 tomorrow o'clock. Night. Can you get there by 7?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, guys, we're going to be pigging out on all-you-can-eat lobster, is it?
I don't think it's all-you-can-eat. I think it's just like lobster dishes that you can get. So.
I thought it's all-you-can-eat.
I don't think it's all-you-can-eat. I don't think Rock Lobster plays that game.
It wasn't a rock. It was a Rock Lobster. I'm looking forward to it. Who's gonna be coming? Patrick and Jerry?
Probably.
Yeah, and a couple of friends of ours are gonna join. So it should be fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Gotta eat lobster. The last time I ate lobster was in Maine when we were doing that drive.
Oh, you had real lobster
last year. Real lobster. This one's gonna be just like from the tail, right? Just.
I don't know. They got like a bunch of different lobster dishes. So.
Yeah, I like it straight from the from the shell. It's just a one big. 1.5 pound lobster. Oh, I'm so yummy. That would be yummy. Okay, guys. Let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or individually, my email is nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-2327. B-E-A-R.
Yes, that's right. We'll paint the show. Subscribe by iTunes. Go to the official website, bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Bear Podcast on Twitter. That's what I meant. Yeah, I got mixed up there. Okay, Ray, so...
Oh, Zach, give us a holler. We hadn't heard from you in a while. Let us know that you're alive.
Oh, Zach from Canada?
Zach from Canada. My arch nemesis. Yeah.
Arch nemesis. We got some comments. Well, you have comments from some from my Facebook post, but we'll probably talk about it next week. Okay, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.